WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The South struggling to clean up after a deadly winter storm left record snow and now plunging the region into a deep freeze. More wildfires in California, 30,000 people evacuated north of the city, where the Hughes Fire burned more than 10,000 acres. And for a time, there was a fire overnight along the 405 freeway near the Getty Center. That fire now out. Russia reacting after President Trump's warning to Vladimir Putin that Russia will face more U.S. sanctions unless Putin agrees to a peace deal with Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov this morning saying, quote, unfriendly actions against Russian assets in the West will not go unanswered. Meanwhile, in Davos, Switzerland this morning, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
We cannot allow in the 21st century that one country invades another country and tries to colonize it. We are beyond those days.
Wicked Conclave and Emilia Perez among the early favorites ahead of the announcement of Oscar nominees this morning. This is ABC News. Police in Ohio saying they arrested four men from Chile accused of breaking into the home of Bengals star quarterback Joe Burrow. They were caught during a traffic stop when cops say they found several items that could have been taken from Burrow's home. Car giants Hyundai and General Motors are working on a new deal. Hyundai says it's in talks with GM to build commercial electric vehicles that would roll out under the GM brand. And a bizarre sight on an Australian cruise ship chalked up to a mistake. On board a ship off the coast of Tasmania, some of the crew showed up on deck during a costume event wearing what looked like KKK robes.
A spokesperson for the cruise line says the housekeeping staff didn't have much to work with when it came to materials for a costume, so they decided to dress as upside-down snow cones. The cruise line says the crew members were unfamiliar with the KKK and were horrified when told what their costumes looked like.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting. The cruise line is also apologizing. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee at the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits here for most of the day. Tonight, clear down to zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20. We're back to 32 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
You've heard that laughter is good for you, so let's get our fill of it in the next New Wisco weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. National Belly Laugh Day, the perfect excuse. We'll have surprises to make you laugh.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And happy Thursday to you. We got some snow out there. To actually, I hate to say it. Oh.
What?
They turned the Christmas tree lights off. I was going to say, I kind of like that because Schreiber here, they do a great job at putting Christmas trees up all, you know.
Yeah, they.
And they're out every time we'd sit here up in those. You notice that, Todd? Up in the corners, all the tree lights are off.
Oh.
And it's like, now we got snow. It's like, oh, it looks really nice with the trees and the snow. We haven't had that. Who's your buddy that runs Schreiber? Would you call him to ask him to turn it back on?
I would tell you, that's funny you mentioned Schreiber today because I, you know, we're right across the street from Schreiber. I park my car, you know, a couple blocks away and walk here.
Unless it's cold.
Unless it's super cold. But today, I walked today. No, it was cold today, but it's not like 30 below.
It does not feel bad. It only, according to the thing here, it's 12 degrees in Green Bay, 10 in Appleton, 10 in Oshkosh. It only feels like one below.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 30 degrees better than 2 days ago.
Exactly. So that's when I parked and paid the meter. But walking here, Schreiber sidewalks perfectly cleared. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good company. I don't know why they turned off their lights. I'll find out. But Their sidewalks, which is the way I walk, are perfect. You see that? They must have swept them this morning.
I would be good at that.
At what?
If I could get a job.
Oh, that machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool
machine. That thing is cool,
man.
That's
awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's like the brushes?
Yep. And it's just wide enough for sidewalks.
I would go all over town. I'd have my app with me. I'm my step counter. I'd get like 20,000 steps a day. I would just start here. I'd go every sidewalk in Green Bay. Up the streets, over the different neighborhoods. How you doing, neighbor?
So these people...
And Johnny, would you like some cocoa?
But
can't stop now, ma'am.
These small businesses don't have enough money to buy that
hey,
sweeper.
John, would you like a cup of coffee?
But
sorry, Sally. Got work to do.
But that could be a business if you got all the businesses to unify and then you just do the whole block.
Yo, man, you want to commit for a bloody and a Bush Light? Okay.
There could be something there. But if Sage would let us park the machine here.
I know.
Just get here half hour early, go up and down Washington Street.
I would do that.
And have all the businesses participate. And if they wouldn't, just lift it up. And
I'm just shocked. I'm a little shocked and dismayed. Dismayed's the best word for it. Maybe not even shocked. Dismayed's a better word. Oh, I can't get hired to do manual labor things. How many times do I put myself out there?
A lot.
All I hear was a labor shortage. How many times said,
right.
I'm here.
We're looking for anybody.
I'm here.
Anybody
I'm here.
With
I'll
a
carry
pulse.
Some 2x4s.
Anybody.
Well, that's your problem, Jim.
Anybody that can fog a mirror.
Shovel the sidewalks.
They do say that, and then nobody. Yeah, I'm not.
I know.
Dismayed
I'm here for
not,
you.
Dismayed
here for
is not the right word.
Manual labor companies, I am here for you.
Yep. Nope.
My bouts of gout have cut down considerably. Todd, you know what I think it's from?
Your shakes?
Yeah.
You think it's the
too much
sugar?
Protein.
Oh, too much protein.
I think too much protein. Too much protein can throw things out of whack.
Sure.
And I was, yeah, I was doing like 200 grams of protein a day. I was doing like two or three shakes a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I overdid it with the protein. A lot of eggs. I was going on a crazy protein thing.
But I don't know, though. There's diets that are all protein.
I know. I know.
And that who is that that became so famous? And then
me?
All the bread companies went under. Atkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's weird how he died, right? He just like, hit his head. But anyway, that was huge, huge. And that's all protein. And that was all you can eat protein.
As much as you want.
I think anything that's all you can eat, there's just got to be a gray area there. But it was, boy, a ton of people went on that Atkins diet.
I've been on that for 40 years or 30 years. I was the first person to buy his book. Look what it's done
right.
for me.
Yeah,
I gained 20 pounds.
I bought the book, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that was really before all the social media.
Yeah.
Right.
But people talked about it. You go to a trade show. Oh, yeah. It's like,
that was the big thing.
And it's like, oh, man, I'm on this Atkins diet. You can just
the best. But the thing is, I remember we had this guy at my last job, and this guy came in, and one of the guys that had worked with him goes, everything okay?
Yeah.
He goes, what do you mean? He goes, just asking. He goes, you mean my weight? He goes, yeah. He goes, I've lost 70 pounds. Wow. They don't call it Atkins anymore. They call it the carnivore diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is, then about six people I know who had been in that meeting, like, I'm trying that.
Right.
Because you see that one person where it works crazy well, but it doesn't work that way for you. The thing that I found with that diet, once you cheat,
that's what I'm saying.
You really get paid back.
You do. And that's the key with that all protein. They mean not just all protein, but no carbs. I mean, zero.
Yeah. Well, 25.
I don't know. I think it used to be pretty strict. And it's amazing what carbs are in fruit. You know,
that's some of the greatest things for you. Whatever
you
do,
grew up that way.
Hey, put down that apple.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I agree.
But anyway.
I agree. But now that I'm a member of the Croc Center, it's not going to matter. So I'm going to sweat myself off to health
and beauty. How have you been out there since you registered?
Okay. The day I registered, literally, honest to God. No.
Couldn't find a machine?
Gout.
But gout? Okay, we'll give you that.
You got to give me that. I couldn't even walk. You saw that. I was at an event last Saturday night, and I had to walk just on my toes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put any weight on my Achilles.
I wonder what people thought when they saw you walking
on
like
your
that.
Toes.
I think they thought I was an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something.
Because they'll say, run on the balls of your toes, don't run your heel. Remember that?
True.
So I was walking more like an athlete.
Yep. And then you had the segue to your tooth. Is that your second excuse? Well, how come you haven't been out there since you registered is my point. I don't think you haven't told me if you were.
Okay. First of all, two things.
You don't tell
me everything. Three things. Okay. Number one, the gout. No question about that.
We're all on board with the gout.
Yep.
Number two, I didn't get out and buy workout equipment. I don't want to wear the same baggy sweats that I sleep in every night.
No excuse.
To the gym. Yeah, it is.
TJ Maxx. You have a car.
Could I continue?
You just some cheap. There's stuff that's always on sale. Always, always, always on sale.
I couldn't walk around those stores because of my gout.
We went to an event, though.
And I walked on my toe. On my toe.
It's not illegal to walk on your toe.
Try walking through the entire mall on your toe.
No, I'm talking go to one store, go to Dick's, go to
Try
TG
walking
Maxx.
On your toes in a store. It was painful.
No, this is where you should go. Go to
the pain. Have you ever had the gout?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had childbirth?
Because I have.
Have you ever had torsion of a testicle? I have.
Yeah.
I know what real pain is, Jim.
Yeah.
Real pain.
All right.
So anyway, can I continue?
Yeah, I just say go to Goodwill.
My last one.
Go to Goodwill. There's clothes that are your size that are in great, and it's less.
Yeah, that's what I want to wear is somebody else's workout equipment. I can't think of anything I'd enjoy more than that. Gee, I wonder who's sweating these last week. Yeah.
Okay,
yuck.
All right.
And my last one is I'm not. I don't use public locker rooms anymore. Okay, I don't use them
either.
So I'm gonna go in.
But what does that have to do with it?
Could it continue?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go in my workout gear,
right?
And I'll wear a different pair of shoes so you don't track in snow or whatever.
Right.
Put on my thing. Do my 20 miles.
Yeah.
Okay? Grab a towel.
20 miles. If you do 2 miles, I'll give you something.
If I'm running through the streets of Tuscany, it'll be 20 miles, Jim.
I want to see that.
If somebody shows me how to use the thing, the screen thing.
Okay.
So, anyway, I'm going to have to learn how to use my earbuds. I'm going to have nice lace Tuscany music playing as I'm running the streets.
All right.
Hey, Angelina. Hey, si amable. Hey, como estás?
If you can.
I'm going to do that while I'm running.
If you can get into the zone.
I'm going to be in the zone.
That could work. Having the right music, running through. Because for people who don't know, the treadmills at the Croc Center, you can type in where you want to
wherever
run.
Wherever you want to run in the world.
And they also have the grade, too. So yeah. If you say he's running through the hills, it's really not hills. It's anyway, so the grade will change on your program.
The thing is, I said, what, normally it's how many miles. I'm just going to put in Austrian border.
There you go.
I'm going all the way. Austrian border.
Going all the way.
Yep. Through the Himalayas.
Yep.
The whole thing.
Okay. Well, that's... Hey, look, that all sounds
can,
good.
Can I tell you my last thing then? Why
you said
I haven't
three,
been
please.
Able to.
You said
I got
three.
One more.
Yeah,
okay,
what is
four.
It?
So I'm not going to use the locker room.
Right.
Yeah.
Bad experiences in locker rooms as an adult. These guys just like to walk around with their junk and whatever. I don't want that. So
old,
anyway.
Old people.
Old people.
Yeah,
don't
I
want
agree.
It.
It's going to be the same thing where I
thank
go.
You.
Don't
thank
want
you.
That.
So here's the deal. So when I'm done with my workout, I want to just run out, put my hoodie up.
Yep.
Boom. Get in my car. Go.
Sure.
Okay. I don't want to have this unbelievable workout, unbelievable heart rate, unbelievable temperature, not fever, but just sweat. Because I love it.
In the zone.
And then I walk out and it's 31 degree wind chill. And you get in that cold car. That's not good for you. That's not good for you.
I don't know. They throw these athletes in ice baths after that. I don't think that's going to, you know, no, I think that's okay. I do that.
Nah, look at you.
Did you go on Monday?
Yes, I went on Monday.
But you didn't go yesterday,
I
right?
did not because...
Oh, here we go.
No, it was...
Milton's feet were cold. I couldn't
take it for a while. It was because I was going to meet with Michael. It really was, and then his car broke down. So that's the truth, so I canceled.
But you knew that at like 6 o'clock in the morning that his car broke down.
But I already canceled the night before, and I can't reschedule because she rescheduled something else. But anyway, back to the locker room. You're right.
She texted me, she says, what's up with you?
Is he coming back?
Are you free?
Yeah. But the locker room, you're right, and that's really respectful to bring in another pair of shoes.
So oh, you got to, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that. And then just take your sweats off. You got the shorts on and go work out. Come back on. But I don't know. That I don't think you're going to catch a cold going, what?
My mom had pneumonia six times, and she said that's what it was from.
From working out and running back to the car after her workout. Okay, well... I think you should give it a try, and I don't think it's
going to now,
it's not gonna be 31 below anymore.
Okay, well, yesterday I had to go and get another root canal that I got to get taken out, which is great. Two wisdom teeth I got to get taken out. So, gee, I didn't have that weighing on my head yesterday, Jim.
So when are you going?
Tomorrow. I'm going to buy my stuff today.
Okay.
And that stuff's not cheap. I got to be honest
with you.
It's
not that expensive.
It's not that cheap. So I got to shop. I'm limited income or whatever they call that these days, Jim.
Fixed.
What are they? Yeah, fixed. I'm on fixed income.
You're really not on fixed income.
Pretty much. Michael here. Sure, Jim. Blame it on me. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
I love it with people
who Jim tries to blame.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
I thought he was in South Dakota or something.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
He's
I love that.
This morning.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, anyway, yes, I did miss that. Okay. But... you can look at the. I got the paper right here. We'll find an ad or something.
I'm going tomorrow.
No, I would buy your stuff.
Yeah. What's the best? Please help me out, people. I don't want to go. I don't need.
Do you have shoes?
Yeah, I got shoes.
Well, then you're not going to spend more than $40.
Oh, it'll be $100.
No, it won't. You get a pair of sweats. You're going to get two. One, two.
Two pair of sweats.
Okay, that'll be a little bit more. And then a couple shirts.
Yeah.
Dry fit shirts.
Yeah. $100 easy.
Ah. You might be able to get out for less than that.
Yeah,
socks?
You gotta get socks. That is true.
You gotta get good socks.
Don't buy cheap socks.
I agree with that. Dollar Tree has good socks, though. So. You just double them up. I'm serious.
Two wears, and then they got holes.
You know
them.
What? When I was a kid, that's all you ever talked about. Coaches, you couldn't wear dark socks in sports because if you got a blister, you get blood poisoning.
Right.
And you die like Woodrow Wilson's son did at the White House when he put in a tennis court. Do you know that story? But now they wear dark socks, and nobody gets blood poisoning. What a scam!
Maybe they changed the
what a scam.
Material.
Back after this.
So much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. January 31st at 4 p.m. is ASL floor hockey. Oshkosh North Varsity plays at home versus Appleton West. Then at 7:30, girls varsity basketball plays Appleton East at Appleton East High School. Monday, February 3rd at 6:30 is varsity gymnastics meet. Valders versus Oshkosh Co-op at Oshkosh West. Tuesday, February 4th is boys varsity hockey conference tournament with Oshkosh Co-op versus WIAA at 7 p.m. For more events and details, visit Oshkosh North Spartans Athletics.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Where, man, cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Baca, Shefferville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rocket, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield.
Hey, welcome back. Trucker Thursday and Mind on the Mayor, little Johnny Cash.
I've been everywhere, man.
This is going to be me, my days of retirement. I'm going to be Charles Kralt on the road with John Mino at my cabin in Montana. The sparkling stream is gurgling through the land. The sun is coming up over the Rockies. An elk and its fawn are grazing by the pond. My chick on the side is sitting next to me.
Who's going
to
sue me?
My soon-to-be accuser. I still think that one's kind of funny about Charles Corral with his whole thing. But I'd love that job. I would love that job. Like, you can't believe. Traveling around the country doing stories. That'd be my dream job. Maybe I could still do it. Just do, like, podcast-type things or something. Right, Todd?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, got to come up with a cool name.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just text your friends. That's
fine. I wasn't texting my friends. It's 24 hours before my flying tomorrow at 5:20, so I got my you can check in. So I was doing that during the break, but it took a little longer. You can upgrade now to first class. So would you do
that? At the same price?
No. They give you the prices. So would you do that for...
I've never flown first class in my lifetime. Not once.
Really?
No, never. So... Well, I told her to Don Davey. Well, I told her James Campen told me. James Campen, former Packer. Don Davey, one of our great friends in this show, is now a financial advisor for NFL players.
Oh, yeah.
And James, he yelled at him so bad, and he put it down to the dollar amount, the money he would have saved by not flying first class, and what he would have invested that money in, and how much money he'd have sitting on his table right now versus just sitting in a different seat on a flight.
I believe that. It's because it's, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, difference versus the perks, isn't it? What's the big deal?
A little wider chair. It's not that much wider. Free drinks if you don't drink like me, that's nothing. But you got to admit, first class international is
bottom. That the one where they have almost like the cots? And you got your own little computer station? You walk past them and you just kind of look when you see that.
The seats go flat.
That's what I mean.
It's hard sleeping
on a plane. I agree.
And there's somebody next to you. There you get your own. Yeah, I did that one in Africa.
I don't want anybody to see me sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know
that you get to a real deep sleep.
I got to be honest with you. I drool.
Okay, that's...
I'm a drooler. I mean, I wake up and sometimes my pillow is just wet.
God, I was drinking coffee when you said that. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if I'm probably not going to do that or not. I have to look at that.
Got some text here. I always doubled up on socks for workouts. I'm with you on that one, John.
However, there are some really good socks out there now where you don't get blisters.
Is there?
Yeah. You got to, Dick's will have those. I don't know.
I don't know where I'm going.
Goodwill.
Jack, you, the second one there is kind of covered up.
Oh, it is?
Text there. Yeah. Got a bunch of icons.
Okay, hang on a second.
I think it's... isn't it sad when Todd has to come in here and
we
punch our buttons?
Oh, man. So I went out
our computer. It's sad.
I told you after our show, yes, I went up to TC to...
just drop into Dunham's and grab a couple of items for $50. Where is Dunham's? We got a Dunham's here in Green Bay? Where is that? I don't even know. I don't know where anything is anymore. Everything's moved.
Is Dunham?
Okay, and I'm so mad. Is Nikki, has Nikki been suspended for how long? Do you know?
What are you talking about?
Well, I put in a thing. I think she needs to be suspended for what she did to me.
Don't.
What is that?
Rumors come true. Huh? Careful.
The thing she put on Facebook, a look-like contest, quick poll. Does Mino look like Jack Klugman from, Walter Matthau from Grumpier Old Men 2?
All right, so
and it's not even close.
She sent that to me, so I'm going to put it up on our StreamYard right now, and I'm going to give it to you guys in the studio too, here, so you can take a look.
Okay,
side by side.
Yeah,
Mino in your strange cap. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there.
I used to have one of those. Yeah, that's Velcro in front. You can stick on whatever you want to make the different patches.
Yeah.
You could be his son. He's a little older than you in that picture, but not much.
Is he? I don't know. He might not be.
Yeah, you couldn't be his son.
I mean, I was just sitting there yesterday. Just sitting here.
That's yesterday's picture?
Yeah, just sitting on the couch out there talking to Nikki. And she goes, Mino. I look up, and she takes that picture. And I thought, okay, well, if she wants another picture of me, of course. Right,
on the wall.
Yeah. And
did you sign it?
Yeah, wearing her phone. Oh, my God, I got so many pictures of Mino. Look at this.
So he looks like, he was 75 years old when he did that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
so...
Yeah, doesn't look that much older.
Got a text here from Mark Becker this morning. He said, us regular people fly with all the peasants in the regular section.
With steerage.
And Sarah said, I upgraded to first class once for a 6-hour flight and got my own pod. I had a door. It was amazing.
Well, that's what that's pod. Cool. That's, I've seen that on KLM.
Yeah.
When they fly back and forth across.
That's where she was going. See, that wasn't domestic.
Yeah, those pods are pretty amazing.
Also, that costs a lot of money to upgrade to international. But
is there anything worse than sitting in a middle seat on a long flight? Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
And you know, everybody talks about, let's go to Europe. It's so exciting. It's so much. And then you sit there in the middle of the night and you look at the little map thing, see where you are. And you still got this whole ocean. Whole ocean. You're only a quarter way across.
Pick up the pace. You're going 550 miles an hour. But it's like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Traveling I don't mind it, but traveling, like flying and stuff, it's too stressful.
I'm with you.
I want to get stuff done. I don't like sitting there. I'm not a sitting kind of person. Right. Not doing.
Couldn't agree more. Not even possible
more. If we get in late, then we're going to miss our connection. Yeah. Oh, I got to do this. And
right.
You know, one of the greatest things that you can ever hear one person say?
What?
Please remain seated until the plane has come to a complete stop.
Nobody does that.
I know, but it's like, yes, done. Let me get out of here.
All that, yeah.
Because I'm kind of claustrophobic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I never sit in the back because it takes.
Oh, Nikki here. Mino, want me to call the. The wombulance? Nikki, wow. Nikki, I'm gonna admit you got me on that one yesterday, and it's just mind boggling that we texted me last night and said you must put on channel 33 because Grumpy Old Man is on TV.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm in this dialogue.
Nikki, by the way, how's your sister?
I'm in this dialogue with the airline.
She'll know what I mean. It's from one of their lines in the movie. Never. Go ahead.
No, but I'm in this dialogue. We go back and forth about. Bringing Milton.
Where?
Oh, to Nashville?
We talked about that yesterday.
Right. And so I got another text last night. They're being pretty responsive. The people that are nicest to the dogs are, like you said, KLM and all these international airlines.
Why won't you just put him in the cage and put him in the cargo department? Why? He'll sleep the whole way.
No way.
He wouldn't know where he was.
He'd be so nervous. Uh-uh. No way. Ain't going to happen. No, I want to get him. But they said they don't sell seats.
They don't. They don't.
That's what I wanted to do. But that was Allegiant, though. I want to say that there might be other airlines.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
We got to start a quick break. Back up this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin's agriculture sector accounts for almost 10% of the state's total employment. We heard that this week at the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday, here with Assembly Agriculture Chair Travis Tranel. He said one of the takeaways from the forum for him as both a state representative and a farmer is that the economic impact of agriculture goes beyond rural Wisconsin.
A lot of that manufacturing takes place in more urban areas. And sometimes I think we forget that. And why I think that's important is a lot of times I think legislators that are from more urban areas kind of look at rural Wisconsin and they think, well, what do they need now? What are they going to ask for today? And the reality is we really are codependent, because if we stop shipping them goods from rural Wisconsin, there are going to be a lot of people that live in urban areas that are going to be out of work. And I thought it was good to hear that.
Catching up with the representative Travis Tranel after the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum, he chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Allie Streshinsky, a passionate dairy farmer and member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, is part of the next generation shaping the future of Wisconsin dairy. She shares insights on how programs like Dairy Checkoff have supported the industry's growth nationwide.
It's been a great experience as a next generation dairy farmer who started after Checkoff was already in place. I have taken for granted the impact on production innovation and building the Wisconsin cheese identity over the past 40 years. Checkoff has allowed Wisconsin cheese to be sold nationwide, and it can be found in 99% of grocery stores. I've been lucky to gain a front row seat to these programs that are designed to strengthen relationships with both bulk buyers and individual consumers. These programs help to coordinate things like in-store demonstrations, digital ads, in-store sales material, and both earned and free media. And this all encourages consumers to look for that Proudly Wisconsin label.
Learn more about how your Dairy Checkoff dollars are utilized at wisconsindairy.org.
Welcome back on a Thursday. The Dairy Business Association has released its priorities for the upcoming legislative session, one of the first agricultural groups to do so. Their list focuses on attracting a skilled workforce to Wisconsin, supporting clean water initiatives, and improving transportation infrastructure. We have the whole list at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other agribusiness news today, registration is open for the 2025 Upper Midwest Hazelnut Growers Conference. This year, the conference is at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, March 7th and 8th. This is your chance to get acquainted with a valuable crop. Sessions will cover everything from planting to pruning and from harvesting to marketing. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits here for most of the day. Tonight, clear down to zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 20. We're back to 32 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
It's your new Wisco 411, and I'm Amanda, suggesting that you get your tickets for Doctors in Recital. Saturday, January 25th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Widener in Green Bay, local physicians and healthcare professionals are putting the stethoscopes down and picking some instruments up, along with area musicians, to perform a variety of genres from classical to jazz and rock to country. All proceeds from the event will go to area nonprofits like Foster the Village. So what are you waiting for? Learn more and grab those tickets at WISS.FM and click events.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join as we talk with Attorney General Josh Call in the Wisconsin lawsuit against the administration. Also, is the DNC prepared for what's next? Bill Press has thoughts. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Turn and we'll talk about how we can improve your health in spite of the cold weather.
The Earl Ingram Show.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan, come on.
6:36 on a Thursday morning with Mino and the Mayor. Today, a very special day, John. It was on this date back in 1976 that the number one song on the radio was by
C.W. McCall. Convoy?
You got it.
76?
1976.
Wow.
This is one of the greatest opening stanzas to a song ever.
Dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on.
And a Jimmy hauling hogs. I want to know, but a mile out of Shaky Town. It's what? A big business. Here's a rubber duck. We're about to put the hammer down.
So what's really funny is watching, you know, we're playing this, and I'm looking at John because he's got a big smile on his face. Jim's looking down, and John's just watching.
It's over with, yeah. That was a while ago, though.
But you know what's so funny? I still say music and smells are two things that your mind immediately, somebody can say, hey, what happened last, what? Play me that song, and I'm in the Holiday gas station wearing one of those plastic red coats pumping gas, making $1.60 an hour. That song, Captain Tennille, Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. That song was big. You can remember all this.
Peter Frampton. That, I hate that song.
Okay. Peter Frampton was big.
Yeah, Peter Frampton's all right.
What would you say about that song?
I hate this song. It just, oh, God.
Oh, but it was such a big hit.
Why? Muskrat, muskrat. Why? It's just, what's the story behind it? It's not exciting. It's
muskrat
very,
love.
It's depressing.
It's a whole genre of muskrat love out there, Jim.
I miss that. All right.
Well, Tucson, I mean, you got to admit, that's a close to number one hit about a muskrat.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson had number one hit with a rat.
Yeah.
Think
Ben,
about it.
Ben.
Yeah. Ben. Yeah. Yeah. Think about that. Something about rodents.
How about Crocodile Rock? That must have been around then.
That was 1972. Oh. 72, 73. Oh, John.
That's a good song.
He said he's so glad that he retired. He never had to do that song in concert again. He hated that song.
Really?
Really?
He hated this song.
This is kind of what put him on the map early on.
This is a big song.
Oh, this was huge. I loved this song.
He was here, right, at the Rush, and he's a great entertainer. How many times did he have to sing this song?
This reminds me really? So much of high school. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he hated it. He said it was meant to be kind of a... What do they call those kind of songs? A novelty kind of thing?
Really?
Yeah, he wanted it to be a novelty, kind of come and go, and he goes, everybody just wants to hear this.
Yeah, like you're right, John. This is his song. I mean, Saturday Night was probably his biggest, but that,
I love this song.
Yeah.
Oh, man, come on.
What? And then Andy Williams didn't like Moon River? Come on, this is what you're known for. Jeez,
hate that. Don't you hate that when artists say that? I've been at concerts where they've done that.
Well, that, Frank Sinatra had a very popular song that he hated.
My Way?
No, I don't think that was it.
Patsy Cline did not like walking after midnight.
Why?
She was going to be on TV, and they're like, oh, we want you to do this. She's like, ah, that song's nothing. I'm never going to do it. No, she finally did it, and then it became this big hit for her.
Wow. That does happen with other ones where it's like, that song is terrible. This song is terrible.
And it clicks.
We got a text from Terry. Didn't America do that song, too? Meaning Muskrat Love. They did their version of it
as well. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Or those, I did read those texts we just had up, Todd.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Let me put them back up.
Hang on here. Try sitting next to a person who coughs, sneezes, and snores an entire 2-hour trip to Atlanta. That sucked. Didn't want to get sick. Glad I brought a mask. Another one. Dogs don't belong in cargo, John.
Oh, that person knows what they're doing. I'm going to Atlanta. That's where this thing goes, Atlanta, and then back to Nashville. That's a smaller plane, too. So, yeah, you don't want to get close to anyone sick. I would move. So I don't know where I'm sitting yet. I'm going to figure that out.
But what's the difference between putting a dog in cargo where it's nice and safe and climate controlled versus at a kennel or something? What's the difference?
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about him being with me or not with me. That's what we're talking about. So I want to find an airline that will allow me to bring my 70-pound dog, who's extremely well-behaved,
and lay down. You know, you're a little bit like that person. My kids are so well-behaved, okay? And then they're like...
But he wouldn't, like, growl, or he's more afraid of people than he is.
Okay, he went off on me and Nikki and her husband coming to your party that night.
Yeah, like maybe... briefed him on you, so I shouldn't have done
that.
He listens to the show, John. He knows.
He does. He's listening right now.
Todd, so give me a doorbell.
Don't come on, do please. That. No, please.
One time. Once a day.
Don't
come on. Tease him. Let's do it at this time every day.
Yeah.
6:41 every day. Let's give Milton the doorbell.
There's your benchmark.
Come on, just once. One doorbell. One doorbell. One doorbell.
She's not gonna like this. He's gonna start
quiet.
He'll
quiet you.
Will he bark?
Go ahead. Yes.
Go on, Todd.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see if I can get this.
And it's only because he's... Hang on. Stop. All right. That's enough. Oh, God. That poor thing. Milton. It's a facade. Milton, it's just... It's not that. That's John Maino teasing you again. But he'll bark. But I tell you, back to the skittish thing. He will bark, and then he'll jump on my lap.
I believe that.
He's just afraid. He'll notify you that something's not right, but then he will not protect you.
Now protect me.
He will not protect you.
I barked at the mean man. Now protect me.
He jumps.
Yeah. Good luck, Daddy.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is.
Got text here. Speaking of rodents, John, I've got some attic work for you if you're interested. I unfortunately can't offer you a dental plan, but I can show you how to use earbuds. Let me know if you're interested.
There you go.
I am a big fan of attics. Long as I don't have to deal with insulation. God, I hate insulation. I just always feel like it gets it. I get sensitive skin. And I always feel like it. Like I get a scratch and I got whatever and all that stuff. So I will do attic work for you. I'm a big fan of attics. I'd like to live in somebody's attic. I'll be honest with you. One of my dreams has always been to live in an attic.
Yeah.
And I'd still like to do that. I'm still hoping to fulfill my dreams living in somebody's attic.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I made some money one year working for my dad. I was blowing insulation in the attic.
Oh, I would never want to do that job.
Well, that was pretty good because you got paid by the bag that you learned. Mm. Like, I forget what it was, but I mean, you could work for 3 hours. And
wear the hazmat suit?
And no, mask. Ooh. But in 3 hours, look, this is back to Muskrat Love. This is back in the 70s. I'm just saying that. But it was like.
Have a Muskrat Love in the attic?
You could make like $20 an hour, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money back then. I was making $2 an hour.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's a lot of money. Now they use that foam insulation, which is pretty cool. I would love to do that.
What's cool about that, and that goes around pipes. But I don't know if I think there's some controversy on some of the chemicals in there.
Oh, yeah, I would think. You mean which one, the foam?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. But, I mean, that's cool. I did a thing one time with a guy at this garage, and they fill it in between the studs.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then they take almost like a razor blade or a hacksaw blade. Then they just trim it down so it's flush. With the studs. That's cool.
Usually you have some kind of paneling or something up, and then you blow the insulation. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, to hold it in.
Yeah.
No, what I remember was him just doing the whole thing, and then somebody else came through and trimmed it.
I never did that foam, but
That was a wet application, though, right? The stuff was wet. The stuff you were probably doing was dry.
Oh, yeah, that fiberglass stuff.
I wasn't. I don't know if it was fiberglass as much as it was.
It looked like newspapers that have been all chopped up and ground up and everything.
It'll be more like, Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Fiberglass is the itchy stuff you talked about.
Oh, earlier. I hate that.
You'd have to roll that in.
Yeah.
Staple.
Oh.
I did that stuff.
It just always feels like you got it
like a day. Itchy.
Just found a job for Jim.
Yeah.
Old time radio plays. He can be the sound effect guy. Did you hear him just do a staple gun?
I did.
That was a good staple gun. <That's 'cause>
it was flashback. So.
We heard it. Listen
to
the attic. We climbed the stairs.
All right.
We heard this strange noise coming from the attic. Give me the gun. Give me that.
Yeah, staple gun.
Oh my God. What's happening there? Sounds like somebody's going crazy with a staple gun. Let's run in. Stop! Don't move or I'll staple you to that stud in the head.
That time, though, Jim, it almost sounded like a doctor doing the clear.
Yeah, same thing.
The paddles?
Yeah.
But those,
yeah.
I just want to say that we had hand staple guns.
Okay.
Those air ones.
Those are cool.
Those are cool, but those are, that's
deadly.
Serious stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Nails.
Oh,
staples.
Yeah. Oh, there's.
Good invention.
Oh,
but,
the old internet is full of people with that, nails coming out of them in the wrong places and staples in the wrong places.
And then people would just do stupid things with their hand. Like when does it trigger? And it goes right through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, my only bad thing with something like that, I drilled a screw into my thumb. Into my finger.
Did you keep turning?
I was holding something in back, and I'm drilling through, holding it in place, and I drilled too far. It went right through the board and into my finger. Yeah. And the weird part is, it was like I had to like reverse the torque for it to come
out.
You
had the wherewithal to...
I didn't have any choice. It was in.
But you flipped it to reverse?
I had to reverse to get it out.
Wow.
That was not a good day.
No. I'll give you credit, though, for keeping... cool and reversing it.
Didn't keep real cool.
Some of us would have just yanked it
out. I had zero choice because it was wedged in there and there's the board and it was right through and went into my finger and I had to pull it out. Yeah. That hurt. Happy birthday to Josh Thompson. Hey, 47 today.
Country star.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. Mariska. I can never pronounce her name.
I think it's Hargaday.
Hargaday. Yeah. Her mom, she's great. She was on CSI.
Yes.
And her mom was the famous Jane Mansfield.
Oh.
And there was the big urban legend that when she got in that car accident, she got decapitated. Where the first responders came and they took, it's like, oh my God, she got decapitated. Turns out it was a wig that she'd had in the car.
Really?
And they saw that laying there. And
almost spit my coffee out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a true story. Yeah. That was the big leg. James Manfield decap, and it was a wig. But, you know, back in the days of the...
A story a little bit like that. I mentioned this once before, but you know how, city council people, you know, if there's a disaster, they want to be on the media, like, before the mayor, before the county executive. There was a flood that happened on this... along the waterway.
Okay.
And they in the meeting, the I don't know if it's a city council guy's like, you know, there's bodies in the water, and the media got super anxious about that and all came down there, and it was mannequins that were floating.
Really?
And,
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And he got, it's like, okay, first of all, little fault on the media to run to this guy who doesn't know anything, right?
Because
you really got to go through the chief and, you know, to confirm information, right? Especially when it comes to death.
But I mean, you want to check. Like the media will check it out every time before.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they will. The media will check that out ahead of time. They'll just run to it. If they hear there's bodies floating in the water, they're going to run to where the guy said there's bodies floating
That's
in the
what
water.
I'm saying. They
that's
won't,
what I'm saying.
They won't confirm it. They
exactly.
won't call the... Okay, that, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, yeah, so that's back to this decapitation.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
You know, the media runs with it. It's like, wait a minute. Did anybody really verify that? Did the chief say it was decapitated?
Right.
So.
Also, happy birthday to Chelsea Sullenberger.
He's the pilot that landed in the Hudson several years
Sully.
Ago. Sully.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Great.
With Tom
movie.
Hanks.
And the co-pilot was from Madison. Right?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
He's a Wisconsin guy. And he gave a talk, and it's on PBS. I watched it. It was a great talk about what happened. Anyway, that's cool.
Hey, can I just say, can Tom Hanks play like any role there is in the world?
Sure.
Isn't
pretty
he
much.
Unbelievable?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
Gerard is 82.
Gil Gerard, the actor.
Oh!
82.
What's up, Buck?
Yep.
Beepity, 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 beep. What's up, Buck? Okay. Hey, tell me that Evil Princess wasn't hot. Hey, Evil Princesses are always hot. You ever notice that in movies? I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Trucker Thursday, Mind on the Mirror. Quick poll. Evil Princess is always hot in movies? Yes or no?
18 weeks. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@AmericanFoodsGroup.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6th pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Thursday. It is Trucker Thursday. Todd does such a great job pulling country music at the truckers.
Always on top of this.
Unbelievable. Phenomenal. Hey, let's talk about something else here. Let's talk about the waterways. Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. How you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good. Good to see you.
Hey, you know, we talk a lot about ice conditions, and you guys deal with that all the time. But, man, there was some ice-making weather the last few days, huh?
Yeah, our active duty shipmates spend a lot of time, and the first responders all over Northeast Wisconsin, because it's a lot of local volunteer fire departments and everyone else that jump out there and go into action whenever something happens out there on the ice. Look, I love a great piece of pan-fried walleye just as much as the next guy, but... Come on,
it's not worth
check
your life.
The thickness of the ice before you go out there. And why does everybody pick the warmest day? And it could be sub-freezing for 3 days. Hey, it's 40. Let's go. Well, yeah. And it's windy.
I know.
That's going to be when it happens.
I know. And you're based out of Sturgeon Bay.
Right.
So you get some big open water up there.
We do.
Yeah. So what's it been like so far this year for you guys?
Well, on the auxiliary side that I'm involved with, we are civilian volunteers, so yep. We augment the Coast Guard, mostly in recreational boating safety and getting that ice safety message out this time of year. And also this time of year, really ramping up for the spring because everybody, we know how big of a boating community this is. We know there are more than 70,000 registered boats in Northeast Wisconsin.
And 68,000 of them are for sale right now.
Yeah, give it another week or so. Yeah. No. And then the husbands will be like, no, we're going to
have That's exactly right.
I shouldn't say that.
Are you going to use the boat this summer? I'm going out.
I've done many a vessel inspections where the wife is the one that knows where everything is.
Absolutely.
And tells the husband what's going on, and the wife is the captain. So. We're on the verge of that, and that's what we're getting ready for.
Nice.
Are our waterways patrolled heavily or not enough? Because there's a few of you who work on the waterways, right? We have a county, right?
Yep. Here in the city of Green Bay, especially on the Fox River, you got a fantastic presence of law enforcement on the water, from the Coast Guard to Brown County Sheriff's Department, right. Green Bay Police, Marine.
Okay.
Department and the Wisconsin DNR. There were times, and I was involved with the on-water operations with the Coast Guard Auxiliary for several years here in Green Bay, and there were a lot of times we were out on the water, and the only other boats we'd see are the Green Bay Police Department, the Brown County Sheriff's Department. They're here, and that's great. This is a really congested area for boating, and to have that much safety out here is great.
Not everybody loved that, though. I just want to say it's the mayor. Well, people would stop
I've
in.
Heard,
and
they
would say, they would come in and say to my office, oh, they only stop my boat because we have the good-looking women in bikinis. I'm like, that's not true. You know, these guys just come in to complain. But yeah. You guys do a great job. And we have safe waters, but we also have some issues on our waters, too.
We do. And we also have ways that you can help maybe not prevent completely from being stopped and boarded by the Coast Guard. But if you get an inspection done ahead of time and get that sticker on your boat, you might be a little less likely to be stopped.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about that as it gets warmer, because I'm with you. I love the boating community here, and they spend a little bit of money along the waterfronts. They stop in at these places, and it's just a great community. So, but let's get back to the winter. You get called out. Do you ever get, mad when you go on these things, like, you idiot? Or do you just, you know what I mean? You guys got to think that.
Well, again, that's our active duty shipmates that do that, and I've talked to them a lot. The folks that do fire up the airboat and head out on the ice. And no, that's what they train for. That's what the Coast Guard is about. It's semper paratus, being ready, always ready. And it doesn't matter if it's a natural incident that no one could help or if it's ignorance to how deep the ice is and what the weather is going to be.
If I joined you guys, could I live at the Coast Guard station in Two Rivers?
That I have.
Right by Neshoto Beach. That seems so cool. Wouldn't that be a great place?
You know what? You could join the Coast Guard Auxiliary and qualify as a watchstander, and that could probably happen.
I would do that. I would do that.
Don't you have to
Kramer
swim?
Hasn't helped me.
Here's your chance.
Kramer has not helped me.
No, Kevin, don't they have to swim? Don't you guys have to swim?
You also have to bring that.
Even as a volunteer auxiliarist, if you're going to be on the water in the boat, you do have to don certain safety equipment and get in the water.
That's discriminatory.
as someone who's a former Navy rescue swimmer, I don't have an issue with that. I think that's important. But if you need some help, I'll leave my cell phone number with
there
you.
There you go. Get you swimming lessons at this late period.
At this juncture of my life.
Yeah. How are the volunteers when it comes to the Coast Guard? I mean, that's kind of a what's the word I'm looking for? That's just not macho, but that's a cool thing to do. I mean, I've been to many events, and you must feel really good. You educate people on life preservers. You got all those new styles now that aren't so bulky.
Yeah, the auxiliary is a really unique organization. We are part of the United States Coast Guard, but we are civilian uniformed volunteers. So there's, for folks like John and myself who wore the uniform of this country, it's a privilege to train up and wear it again. But what an opportunity. Across the country, there's right now about 23,000-24,000 active duty Coast Guard personnel. There's 44,500 active duty Coast Guard personnel and about 22,000 volunteer reservists. So as a force augmentator, I mean, we can bring things to the active duty Coast Guard to help them. I mentioned watchstanding kind of as a joke, but we have several members who are qualified to stand active duty Coast Guard watches. So they're basically the 911 operators at the Coast Guard station.
I can do that.
So you can.
I could totally do that, Jim.
I don't know if I'd want
to. Jim, this is your hometown. I'm going to protect.
Gummies.
So
you gotta stay awake.
We have members that augment the cooks up at the Coast Guard station in Sturgeon Bay and the mobile bay. So they go and help.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the active duty is shorthanded, they can call on us, call on our people who are trained up to fill those slots. And with some of the recruiting challenges the active duty had last year, that was a lot. We stepped up our local operational patrols. Locally in Northeast Wisconsin, there were more than 70 on-water volunteer patrols this past season.
That's awesome.
Wow.
You're missing out on a lot of great people with that swimming qualification. Got to be honest with you. Got to be honest. We're going to set a quick break. Mino and the mayor here. It's not too bad out. It's going down though. Feels like 4 below. It was 1 below when we came in. Talking more, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. We've got a full boat of guests for you today, folks. Stay with us.
I can't complain. They meet them by the thousands of pleasures all mine.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Omar the Pharmacist makes his long-awaited return, and we'll talk about how we can improve your health in spite of the cold weather.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WISCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WISCaregiver.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings. The Hughes Fire burning north of Los Angeles, and a fire breaking out along the 405 freeway near the Getty Center, forcing evacuations in Bel Air, and that fire is now out. Extreme weather along the Gulf Coast. 10 inches of snow fell in New Orleans, setting a new record. Temperatures below freezing this morning from the Big Easy to Tallahassee, Florida.
The Arctic air causing problems in the north, too. Ice jams in the Allegheny River, the most in 5 years, prompting flood concerns in Pittsburgh.
You ever seen cars covered in ice like that?
Not like that, have you?
In Dearborn, Michigan, a water main break coating everything in ice.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. The Kremlin reacting after President Trump threatened more sanctions for Russia unless it agrees to a peace deal for Ukraine. Russian spokesman saying the sanctions threat, we don't see any new elements here, end quote. This is ABC News.